the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Jussie Smollett's lawyer, Tina Glandian, told GMA that her client has been truthful and wasn't aware that he'd been assaulted by the brothers who say that they were paid to do the attack.
But he said at the beginning he didn't know who he encountered that night. He knew it was the brothers, didn't he?
He did not. The attackers were masked. He only saw one of them. One of them approached him from behind, and he was wearing a mask. And so he did not identify them. He initially had a really hard time believing that they could be involved because he knew one of them. And we can only speculate as to motivation.
I don't understand. If they're masked, how did you know that they were two white guys yelling MAGA? I don't understand.
Well, maybe you could see like through the little eye holes, kind of. You know what I mean? Like maybe you could see through there.
I don't know. They Tina Glandian says that the brothers are lying about being hired to stage the attack, even though they have a signed check from Jussie.
If the brothers are saying that he helped them stage this attack, you're saying the brothers are lying?
Absolutely.
They're not telling the truth?
No.
Okay.
Wouldn't you recall, though, like, wait a minute, this is something I paid money to practice for. This is weird.
Sex and the City could be coming back to TV. Paramount Television landed rights to Is There Still Sex and the City? By Sex and the City author Candace Bushnell. The series wouldn't necessarily be a direct sequel to the hit HBO series, which ran from 1998 to 2006. The new book looks at the love and dating habits of middle-aged men and women on Manhattan's Upper East Side and in a country enclave known as The Village. Nicolas Cage was caught on film making a scene while applying for a marriage license with his girlfriend, I don't know who this is, Erica Koiki or something, in Las Vegas. I don't think she's famous. The National Treasure actor was reportedly drunk and yelling, "She's going to take all my money, and her ex is a druggie." He then said he isn't going to do it. And referring to getting a marriage license, the girlfriend kept saying, "Baby, I'm not asking you to do this." Cage is seen in the video slowly walking behind her with his hands on his hips, muttering to himself. He's been married three times before, most recently to Alice Kim from 2004 through 2016. And Lil' Kim will release a new album called 9 on May 17th. It will be the rapper's first new album in 14 years since releasing The Naked Truth in 2005. Her first album in 14 years.
That is what you call a long time.
That is a massive break. She released the first single from the album. It's called Go Off. She'll release the official video for the song tomorrow. So if you're a Lil' Kim fan, be excited about that. Coming up in less than an hour, a brand new R. Kelly accuser has come forward, and she will break your heart.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. These words are annoying. They are the most annoying slang words Americans want gone immediately. Oh, don't worry. We've got our own two next on the Joe and Alex Show.